Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Island Dreams. First, I'd like to apologize to everyone for not getting this episode out last week. We all have lives and sometimes things just come up. And I know you all were waiting for this episode to air, and unfortunately it never did. But I do want to thank you all for hanging in there with me and tuning in this week. I've come a very long way in just a short couple of months. And I only hope to continue to provide you all with some valuable insight on some topics left undiscussed. So, this topic today is about music and how it moves the soul. We've all done it before. We hear a song playing in the car passing by while we're walking down the street, and we instantly get excited and possibly even start to dance to a song that we've only just heard for half a second. Or we were driving in a car and a song that we like comes on the radio. And just as it starts to play, before we know it, the person in the passenger seat changes his station. And just like that, we're instantly ready to fight them. I mean, don't they know the rules of the road? If not, I'll let Chris Tucker tell it to them best. Here's a short clip of him talking to Jackie Chan in the movie Rush Hour. Please be advised, there is a bit of profanity in this clip. So if there's any children around, you may want to skip over this next 20 seconds of the podcast.
Why would they not want my help?
They don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
I don't care. I'm here for the girl.
The girl don't like you. Nobody likes you. You came all the way over here for nothing. You ain't gonna be on the
Which one?
Oh, hell no. You didn't just touch my goddamn radio.
The Beach Boys are great American music.
The Beach Boys gonna get you a great ass whooping. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy. You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man.
That one gets me every time. But why is it that we act this way when we hear music? Well, in this episode, I'd like to enlighten you all on my thoughts as to why music is a big part of our lives. All right, so sit back, relax, and let's dive right into it. Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is EJ King back with another episode of Island Dreams. So it has been said that music is a universal language for the soul. But why is this? What is it that compels us to sing every time we jump in the shower? Why must we have a playlist for, let's say, going on a road trip, and a playlist for working out at the gym, even a playlist for grocery shopping? Well, I'm no scientist, and I know very little about the human anatomy. But I do know that the human body is made up of infrasonic waves, just little tiny mechanical vibrations that operate at very low frequencies. These frequencies, measured in hertz, which is the cycles per second for sound waves and light waves, differ between the different organs in the body, but nonetheless, they still exist. Now, music is just basically sounds made by some sort of instrument or voice, and these sounds travel through the air in the form of vibrations, and it is heard by the human ears. But what we don't realize is that our body does more than just hear these sounds with our ears. We also feel these sounds with our entire body. Take, for example, someone who is deaf or hearing impaired. They cannot physically hear any sounds, but they can still use the vibrations coming from a song to help them determine what song it really is. You see, they can listen to music via their vibrations. They can even move the body and dance in sync with the song that they really can't hear with their ears. Most people know about this physical effect on people by music. It's very true that it just simply makes you want to dance. DJs know this best because in the club scene, they have to control the crowd. DJs always have to keep a close eye on the clubgoers to keep them entertained for the time that they are there. As a DJ, if you see the crowd start to get bored and leave, just switch up the tempo of the music and reel them back in. If you see the crowd getting a little wild and out of hand, simply slow the beat down not to allow them to get too rambunctious. And once the crowd is ready again, you ramp it back up and get the party jumping. But did we know that music also has an emotional and cognitive effect on people as well? Have you ever went out for a job interview or went for an audition for something, and in order to put yourself in the right mood, you play a certain song? You may not have ever thought about it before, but that specific song actually resonated with your body, to bring you up to a certain vibrational state. Likewise, have you ever been sad after a death in the family and all you wanted to do was listen to slow, more soothing songs? This is because your current state of sadness needed something to resonate with, and the song you played next had to be in balance with you. If you've just gone through a bad breakup with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you are in a sad state, instead of allowing you to mope around, your friends came over and all they did was play upbeat songs to bring you out of your current state. Did you know there's also a thing called music therapy that has been proven to be therapeutic for a lot of individuals? You may have not known this, but music, in fact, has the possibility to lift one's spirit like wings. In church, hymns are sung as a way to communicate with God and is a big part of religious experience. Music was also used many, many years ago in the days of slavery and extreme oppression. The slaves used songs to pass messages between one another, and it charged all of them up to keep them energized for what's next to come. Music has been used in many ways for years, but not many really understand how or why it is so successful. And although I've been talking about music for the most part of this podcast, this does not exclude standalone noises or sounds. If you've seen the 2007 Marvel film Spider-Man 3, you will see that this is true as well in the scene where Peter Parker was on top of the church trying to get rid of the Venom parasite off his body. At first, it seemed to be quite difficult, but after he bumped into the large bell that was up there, the high-frequency gong caused the parasite to become weak, and Peter Parker was able to get rid of it. Have you ever fallen asleep in class and the person next to you slams their book down hard on the desk and it makes a loud slapping noise? Well, it's not the sound of the book that you heard being slammed on a desk that startled you awake. It's the quick jolt from your low resting vibrational level to a sporadic sharp vibrational level that causes you to wake up so suddenly. Or even when watching a movie and you hear a specific sound effect. Each sound effect has been set in place in order to trigger a specific response from you. Here, I'd like to play a few sound effects for you guys and let me know what you think. That one there, if you heard in a movie, that would signify something suspenseful. And what about this one? All that really is water dripping into a bucket, but the ominous sounds and the echoing and the music being played in the background gives it a real horror feel. And this next one, how does it make you feel? Yeah, that one there is something a little bit more romantic. I could definitely see Barry White coming in and singing a tune to that one. And lastly, what about this one? If you thought that should have been in a action-packed film like James Bond, you were correct. That slow start leading up to something quicker and quicker is ideal for most action movies. Music is also used to trigger a past event in someone's life. This is one reason why Disney movies are so iconic. It's because of the songs that are sung in the movie. Most people can remember every song that is played, and it takes them back in time to when they were a happy little kid watching a movie with their family. The Lion King was one of my most favorite movies as a kid, and I haven't seen the new real-life movie, but to my understanding, some of the songs were not the same, and it left a few people disappointed, similar to the remake of the Mary Poppins movie. You see, to me, since music is pretty much just all vibrations and we are vibrational beings, we actually end up needing each other. Without us, music would not exist, and without music, we would not be who we are. Music helps us to get through hard times, and it also helps us to see things we may not have seen before. It puts us in a state of joy and allows us to get ready for the day. When I wake my kids up in the morning for school, I don't wake them up to the sound of my voice. I wake them up to some music, something fun and enjoyable to get them in a state of mind to be the best that they can be. And with that, I would like to leave you all with a few quotes. This first quote says, "Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything." That quote is by Plato. This next one says, "Music speaks what cannot be expressed, soothes the mind and gives it rest, heals the heart and makes it whole, flows from heaven to the soul." And this last one by the talented Miss Aretha Franklin. She said, "Music does a lot of things for a lot of people. It's transporting, for sure. It can take you right back. It's uplifting, it's encouraging, and it is strengthening." All right, now, that's all I have for you all today. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and please do share your thoughts with me on my Instagram page at imaking3, IMMA.KING.3, and be sure to check back in with me next weekend, where I'll be discussing my thoughts on what it really means to be a human being. Until then, take care, and I'll see you all next time.